Tom paid a visit yesterday. Just tell us about that and what he had to say to you guys.
He's just words of encouragement. Just go out there and execute and have fun and win and do the things that you need to do.
How important will his support be to you throughout the season?
His support has been important to me for the last 4 years, and so it'll continue to be important, and I'll continue to lean on him for support and for guidance.
Is it tough to remember to have fun when it seems like this is such a pressurized situation?
Well, once you get to the field, it's business as usual. It's more of the outside distractions that, if you let it become a distraction, it will become a distraction. So for me, it's just go and play ball as usual and try to have fun and realize that it is a game, and it's a fun game, and that you've been doing it for a long time, and go out there and enjoy it.
What are some of the things you're doing to minimize those outside distractions?
We'll not watch a lot of TV and not read the papers, and just go out there and really study the game plan and focus on what I need to do when it comes to football.
And what is the best advice you've gotten from Tom?
It's really just to focus on football, that there's going to be a lot of outside distractions. There's going to be a lot of people that want your time right now. And really, to focus on what's important, and that's to help this team win.
Matt, do those four preseason starts become even more valuable now because you got to work with a lot of the ones, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them?
It definitely becomes very valuable to get out there and have four starts under your belt before you even start the season, and then get in there and get that first win under my belt last week. So it's exciting, and we're definitely going down to the Jets, not just to play well, we're going down there to win.
What do you anticipate your feelings might be when you're getting ready to come out on the field Sunday afternoon?
It'll be the same as usual. You know, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to do what I've done in the past and prepare as hard as I can and put myself in a good position to be successful and have fun.
What do you remember about your last start in high school? Did you guys win? Did you play well? Was it a huge game?
It was a long time ago, but we lost to Pauley, but it was in the third round of the playoffs, and it was a lot of fun, and I think we played well, but we rushed the ball better. So.
Is it tougher to prepare as a starter or as a backup who has to go in at a moment's notice?
I think the toughest job in football is probably is always to be the starter, because everybody looks to you for guidance and everybody looks for you to get out there and perform. So that's definitely the toughest. But the second definitely is being a backup quarterback, because you had a moment's notice like it happened last week. You never anticipate it, and you hope it never happens due to injury, but it comes up in this game a lot, and you just have to be prepared.
Matt, how much of a difference do you think it really makes that you haven't started a game since high school?
It really doesn't make a huge difference. We've been training, and the coaches get us prepared week in and week out. And if the coaching staff didn't believe that I could execute the offense, I wouldn't be here right now. So there's something to be said about that, and it's what it is.
Does it still seem funny to go out to practice and not see Tom there?
It is and it isn't. It's one of those things. As a team, you just have to rally and close ranks and move on. And unfortunately, we'd all love Tom to be here, but the fact is he's not, and we got to move on as a team, and we can't look back and hope and wish and do those things that a lot of other people are doing. We have to move on, and we have to get ready for this week.
You talk about the Jets defense and what you expect.
They're a good defense. You know, they have a great scheme. They disguise well. They have they've made some off-season acquisitions with Pace and Jenkins, and Lowry's playing at the corner at the rookie position. He's playing well right now, and Revis, and Rhodes is one of the top safeties in the league. So we've got our work cut out for us, and they're a great defense, and they'll create a lot of problems for us. Hopefully not too many, but, you know, we'll be studying hard on them.
What do you bring to the table that Tom might not? How are you different?
I don't really like to make comparisons to myself and Tom. Tom is who he is, and he was the MVP of the league last year. And I am who I am, so I'm just going to go out and try to execute and play my game, and whatever that might be, we'll see come Sunday.
What do you think your strengths are?
Hopefully I have a lot of strengths, and like I said, I don't want to get into breaking down my game versus Tom, and I don't want to say, you know, he throws the ball better than me, or I throw the ball, or I can run or do those kind of things. We're different quarterbacks, and that's how it's going to be, and we're going to go out there, and we're both going to try to accomplish the same things, which are get wins.
Does it help that you're playing a defense that is kind of the same as the one that you've been facing in practice with Jets?
They're very similar to us in many ways, but they're very different in many ways. So it's one of those things where you have to go out and every week you play a different defense and get ready for a different defense. So Kansas City was very different from what the Jets are going to be. And while they're similar to what we see in practice every day, like I said, there's a lot of differences that we have to prepare for. I'm definitely, I became a lot more popular after Sunday's game. There's no doubt about that. So I think I had around 150 text messages, and half the numbers I don't even know. So.
And what is it usually?
Huh?
What is it usually?
My mom.
Yeah.
My mom.
You hear from your brothers, baseball players.
I talk to my brothers all the time. So, well, you know, there's constant conversations between us, and they're a great support factor for me because they're in the sports and they're in the spotlight and they know the ups and downs of this game. And so it's something that I constantly lean on them.
Any wise, big brotherly advice that they've given you?
Not really, you know, just go out there and have fun.
Do you see Jack's career, you know, trying to make his way through the minor leagues, being sort of similar to the trajectory that you've taken, that you had to show some patience?
Well, both of us are in our careers. I guess you could say we face a little adversity, and we can continue to push forward, and we can continue to, you know, go through those tough times. But at the same time, once you persevere and you get through it, and you get to a time like this where you finally reach what you've been working so hard for, it's all worth it.
Matt, when you left high school, I mean, did you ever dream in your wildest mind that it'd take 9 years for you to start again?
Not really, but
it's.
It's not frustrating. It's just the course that it's gone, and you know, I'm here now, and I'm looking forward to it.
Does it make you angry that some people have already written the Patriots off?
You know, it is what it is. There's going to be a lot of people that make predictions on the outside, and well, you can't do anything to control it. Nobody can foresee the future, and nobody can say we're going to win 15 games or lose 15 games or do whatever. All we can do as a team is rally and gather together and work hard and go out there and put out a good performance on Sunday.
Deciding to go to college, how much did that factor in? Who else was going to be there? Was it a surprise to you that you were behind the depth chart the whole time, or did you expect to be a starter in college?
No, I came in behind Carson, and Carson obviously did hit very well in college and was the Heisman Trophy winner, and then I competed versus Matt. Matt came in a year after I did, and the coaches just decided to go that way. So it's one of those things where you can't really look back and do the what-if thing, but I definitely anticipated being a starter there, and it didn't happen, but at the same time, I ended up here now, so it all worked out. Pro Day was very important for me. That really was the only time that I had to prove that I could play at the NFL level, and that was really through the physical drills that they put me through, which was running and throwing the ball, and it turned out pretty well for me. I had a good performance and sparked some interest.
How tough has it been for you to be an understudy for all these years?
You know, you just kind of you fall into that role, and you continue to work hard, and you learn a lot from these different quarterbacks, from Carson, from Linehart, and from Tom especially over these last 4 years, and you start to take its little bits and pieces from each of their games and try to use that in your game and try to get better.
You think you'll have some butterflies on Sunday?
I hope not. I hope not.
Were you surprised when you were drafted simply? You knew you were good, but simply because you didn't have much of a track record. They could look at, were you surprised that you were drafted at all?
Well, you know, I was pretty surprised, I'm not going to lie. But without as much college film, a lot of people had written me off already. And then when the Patriots called, I was pretty happy. It was a good day.
Did you go to the combine?
No, I didn't go to the combine.
Matt, how would you describe to somebody what it's like to wait 9 years to get to do what you wanted to do and what you've been training to do?
How would I describe it?
Like, what has it been like to wait 9 years?
You know, it really hasn't been that big of a struggle for me. It's just go in and get your work done and get ready when that opportunity comes. And it's here now. And did I think that it was going to take as long as it did? No. But at the same time, I went and had a great education at USC. I had a great experience there. And then I came here, and I've learned behind the best for the last 4 years. So all in all, it's not that bad.
What were your feelings as the summer wound down? And, you know, we all thought, okay, it's a battle for the number two spot. Were you concerned that maybe Matt would beat you out? And, you know what were the indications you were getting?
I was confident in how I played in preseason, and it's obviously evident when the coaching staff says we trust you and you're the number two guy. And a lot of people don't see what goes on internally and can't break down the film and do that. And so I was getting good feedback from the coaches throughout, and was confident from their feedback of where I was at.
Are you taking any added joy in playing well this weekend, given that in all bars in New York, when Brady went down, they were cheering upon his injury and wanting to see you come in? You know, any added, you know, trying to do well and prove those wrong, those cheers wrong?
I was just happy to do well and be able to be there for the team and be able to go out and put together a few scoring drives and win the game. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is a winning quarterback. And I just can't understand for the life of me why people would cheer when somebody gets hurt. But I guess that's the sick world sometimes that we are in.
Matt, Jeff Hostetler addressed the team a couple of weeks ago at training camp. And I was just curious if you, more than others, might have taken what he said to heart.
It's always interesting to hear older players come back and talk, but in particular it was very encouraging and interesting to hear Jeff come in and speak to the team. And I actually got a chance to meet him after the practice, and his situation was very similar to mine. He went in, the New York Giants are, 10-0 at the time, and Sims goes down, and nobody's ever heard of Jeff. So he goes in and leads them to the Super Bowl. And it's happened throughout the history of the NFL, and I'm not predicting anything. I'm just saying that people can be successful even though they might not be well-known. We just talked about playing that position, and he had to wait 6 years and didn't throw a pass in the NFL until he got his opportunity. So that just goes to show you, as long as you keep working hard and keep putting one foot in front of another, you can have success in this league.
Any public speaking class at SC prepare you for this?
Not at all. I'm getting a little hot, I'm not going to lie. Maybe we need to put a fan in here next week or something.